Here it is, another episode of the Infinite Banter Podcast. That's my Chuck D impression, by the way. This is Mark Jelf, a.k.a. DJ Soundwave. Really hyped for this one right here. Got my man Shoddy from Florida talk about his new EP with Tev95, Moskvich, part 1 of 3. Two more coming out, but part 1 is out right now. And we're going to play a couple songs from that EP and talk to the man himself about the EP and everything he's doing, talk about comic books, things like that. So Shoddy will be on the episode today. Got a lot more as well. But before we do that, let's see the words of our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by DB. DB is a Scandinavian brand that makes backpacks and bags to help people on the move stay ready for anything, from the streets to the peaks. DB's gear is travel tested by some of the world's best athletes, adventurers, and creators. Over the past decade, DB has designed and developed, released, and refined the best bags in the market. With DB's patented hookup system, you are able to attach smaller products to your backpack, roller, or tote. And, you know, especially now that traveling's starting to come back, you can't put everything in an overhead. You got to have some DB equipment with you to make sure you get everything to where you're going and back. We are teaming up with DB to exclusively offer our listeners 10% off your next purchase by using the code POD10 or going to the link in our show notes. DB, it's time to move on. Time to get going. This is, once again, the Infinite Banter Podcast. Welcome to the show. Appreciate everybody who's been listening. My name is Mark Jolliffe, also known as DJ Soundwave. I appreciate everybody who's been checking out the show and spreading the love and telling people about it. Big up to my last guest, Jehovah Nisi. His new album, Jovito, is out now. Make sure you go check that out. And he's got a lot more coming, so definitely check out his new album. Some bangers on there, and if you have not heard that episode, go back and check it out. Definitely been posting about it and such, and a lot of fun stories in there. Hey man, he had to tell me about how he met Shakira, and I was definitely looking forward to that. I don't know anybody that's met her, so salutes to Jehovah Nisi, no doubt. Today's show, we got another hip-hop artist in the building, my man Shoddy from Florida, talk about his new EP, Moskvich Part 1 of 3, with producer Tev95. Straight banger, I mean, really like laid-back kind of steez, really like it. You're gonna hear some songs here in the podcast, as well as hear from the man himself coming up on today's show. There's a couple things. One thing I had promoted a couple times is that I want to put myself through some more infinite torture, and I did it. I finally got around to watching the only Indiana Jones movie I've never seen, King Kong, Crystal Skull Island. What is this thing called? The Invasion Skrulls, Skull Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I believe it's called. It's this movie. I've avoided it since it came out. Never had any intention of watching it. But because I'm putting myself through this on every few episodes, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I did it with the Macho Man album a few episodes back. So I did it here again to myself. And stay tuned. I'll tell you what I think of it. Spoiler, it's not that good. All right. And as I'm recording this, unfortunately, for me being a Cubs fan, it's been a brutal couple of days. The trade deadline came and went, and, you know, they made some moves. So what I'm going to talk about later on in the episode is I'm going to compare the Cubs, my favorite team, to what they're doing to The Walking Dead. And it's not the comparison you would think it is. It's something totally different. I'll elaborate later on in the episode, so stay tuned for that. So let's go ahead and let's talk to Shoddy, play a couple songs from his new EP with Tev95, Moskvich Part 1 of 3. Make sure you check out the show on all digital platforms. Spotify, iTunes, CastBox, Pandora, Good Pods, all that. Go on Podchaser and on Apple Podcasts, as well as rate and review the show on those sites. I really appreciate anybody that does that. Salute to you if you do that. Check out the show on all social platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Infinite Banter Podcast. And you can also go on YouTube. There's clips from past guests that have been on here. Just type in Infinite Banter in the search and you will find this show. All right, let's get to it. My man Shoddy's in the building. We're talking about comic books, talk about his new EP, and a whole lot more. But before we do anything, you know how this show goes. It's not official until the one and only, the man himself, the king from Queens, DMC, speaks these words you're about to hear.
Yo, yo, what's up? This is me, DMC, the K-I-N-G, the greatest MC in history. And right now, you're listening to Infinite Banter, because we will banter on forever, because this is the only place for all of y'all to ever be. I be Infinite Banter.
Let's get right to it. Let's play a song from that new EP from Shoddy and Tev95. The EP is called Moskvich Part 1 of 3, but let's play a track off of there. This is called Clock Tower. If you're a Back to the Future fan, you will definitely appreciate some of the samples in here. But here we go. Clock Tower from the new EP from Shoddy and Tev95 off their new album, Moskvich Part 1 of 3. And on the other side of this, we'll talk to the man himself, Shoddy, on the Infinite Banter Podcast. But here we go. Clock Tower, Shoddy, Tev95. Let's get it.
This book will tell me the outcome of every sporting event till the end of the century. All I have to do is bet on the winner, and I'll never lose. Someday a crazy, wild-eyed scientist or a kid may show up asking about that book. And if that ever happens...
Maybe I ain't mature enough to make a classic, and the bag ain't secure enough for me to be pulling up in the latest fashion. But I don't like how this story ends, so I'm in a DeLorean trying to gain some traction. Hello future, but Doc Brown said not now. We gotta focus on saving the clock tower and Biff Tannen in the White House. So Hill Valley getting wiped out, the pale horse coming. So when they blare those trumpets, you better find a railroad and bail north running. I talk fly, but I don't carry no luggage and no regret. I quit rap cause I don't love it and no one wept. Now I'm rapping at 40 and shit, thinking I'm Jay. I told my girl, she was like, is you feeling okay? What, you feel it's okay to chase some rap dreams? Why these black queens out here dying? You appropriating culture, motivating vultures to infiltrate. Shit, and all that I could do was listen. Cause even though I'm not what she's trying to insinuate, she got a right to generate her own opinion. And to me it ain't black and white, the whole world's a shade of gray. The only sure thing is death and Jordan's fadeaway. So if this the last dance, then let me hold you close. And I can't promise a ring, but believe I know the ropes, baby. I'm telling you, man, it's like sometimes I feel like maybe I ain't mature enough to be committed. 7 years deep and it's like I wasn't even in it. Told the new one that it's gonna be a minute. It's been a few now, she waiting, but her patience ain't gonna be infinite. And I'm just trying to keep from sinning. But when it's getting thrown at you, they don't ask you. And now you got a devil on your shoulder saying, bro, that's you. And an angel ain't said a word, like fuck it, let him burn. It ain't a loss, it's a lesson learned. Yeah, it ain't a cost, it's a credit earned. Swerve, I'm in a Benz with a black interior that matched the black in my soul, now that's emo shit. Too many people moving off of emotion, Nemo shit. You just ride in the sea motion. I'm in a deep ocean where you can swim or drown. It's too much bass in your sound, homie. Simmer down and get a blunt roll, homie. And be humble, homie. It's MMA gyms everywhere. Half these bitches could rumble, homie. You gotta know how to shut up and listen, or get shut off and missing and cut off from all existence. Yeah, you gotta know how to shut up and listen, or get cut off and missing and shut off from. Yeah.
Yo, yo, you not chitter chattering, infinite banter with your boy Jehovah Nisi, you heard? Shout out to DJ Soundwave, we here.
You're tuned into the Infinite Banter Podcast. I am DJ Soundwave, and right now I'm just really pleased to be joined by, he's got a new EP out with Tev95. It's called Moscovich Part 1 of 3, and we got to talk to him right now about this EP. Some bangers on here. The one and only Shoddy is in the building. What's up, Shoddy?
What's good, brother? I appreciate you having me on, man.
Man, no doubt, man. This EP is something else. For those who aren't familiar with you, talk about, you know, your roots. You know, I know you're from Florida. You know, what it's like down in Florida and how you got started in the rap game.
Well, I mean, it depends how far back you want to go, but really
as far back as you want, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got started with rap really when I first heard, I think the first time I even heard a rap song was like a Will Smith song, to be completely honest.
And, oh wow.
And it was the parents just don't understand, but
oh, I got Prince. You and it wasn't Will Lenny. I'm good. All right, I was worried for a second there.
No. It wasn't Wild Wild West or
right.
But it was something about like the storytelling aspect of it. And, you know, obviously I was a kid at the time. So it was like, I just thought it was so relatable that immediately I was like, damn, this is something I think I could do, you know? So like, technically that's really when I got started, you know, when the seed was planted. Growing up in Miami, cause I grew up listening to like, at first kind of like the real New York East Coast rap. And that's what I was more influenced by, you know, but, growing up in Miami, there's a lot of the Southern influence and you know, a lot of the people that I rap with, that's kind of like the rap style. So I was like exposed to a lot of different styles of hip hop and just styles of just making music in general since I first got in the studio. So it's kind of like, I guess what makes me sound like me, you know, it's not really that regional. It's not, you know, I think when you hear my shit, it's not like the typical, what you would think a Miami rapper would sound like typically.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I'm in Chicago. So in a way, it's kind of similar to where, like, we didn't really have like a ground when the whole thing started. We weren't really on the map. So eventually we would kind of grow on our own and get our own voice and our own sound and singles for Florida. And of course, I'm sure a lot of heads think of Luke and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, you mentioned Will Smith, he has that Miami joint, but yeah, for the most part. Yeah. And I've had King Mighty on here and I know they're from Florida. So salute to them, but yeah, salute to the Florida game and getting your start. And, you know, Will Smith, I mean, Fresh Prince, you know, a lot of people kind of joke about him, but you know, back in the day, like he was coming up with some real storytelling, like some Slick Rick type stuff where parents just don't understand. And One of Those Days and Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble. So yeah, there's a lot of that in there.
Yeah, man. It's not who you would like, you know, obviously most people cite like the legends, Rakim and Big Daddy Kane and shit. And obviously like I came up listening to that too, but like if I'm keeping it 100, it was Fresh Prince that got me into hip hop.
He thought he could beat Mike Tyson. He wrote a whole song about it. And at the time it was like,
you gotta love that. Yeah. You gotta love that.
probably thinks he could beat it. No, I don't know.
But I mean, what embodies hip hop more than that though? You know?
Yeah.
Thinking you can achieve the impossible and shit.
Yeah. You know, you're right about that. Cause I, you know, with Biz Markie passing lately, I've seen a lot of videos about people talking about how big of an influence he is. And it's more than just, okay, I could do bars. You know, it's about entertaining the crowd. It's about telling the story. It's about relating to the audience. It's about, you know, connecting. And that's what it comes down to when it all, you know, he connected with you and here you are, you know, making an album, an EP right now.
Exactly, man. Exactly. It's a circle of life.
No doubt about it, man. Let's talk about this EP. Man, it feels like a movie, dude. I mean, I love 70s flicks. It kind of has that vibe to it, like a score of like a car chase film or something like that. Talk about just the concept of this EP and working with Tab 95.
I love that. That's dope that you say that. That wasn't the intention behind it, but I'm a film guy too. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So like if that's what you got out of it, that's super dope to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see French Connection them playing this in the car while they're underneath the subway or whatever, you know, banging out, you know, Pure Gratitude or something.
I like that. I like that. A lot of people have gone to the people that have said that it sounds cinematic. They go to the obvious one, which is a Tarantino. It's got a Tarantino.
Oh, right, right. And yeah,
I could definitely see that, too. You know what I mean?
Got you.
But not yet, man. Like creating with Tev, it's always this isn't the first project I've done with Tev. Like we've done several projects, and it was like, and we both kind of stopped doing music for a little while, due to just life happening. You know what I mean? It's just like when we decided to connect and start, you know, putting shit out again, it was like no time had lapsed. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's just like an organic process every time working with Tev, and we never go in there with the intention of making this type of song or that type of song. We kind of just like let the shit go where, like, let the music just dictate, you know, where it goes. And me personally, like I let the music dictate where the pen goes too. And I try not to question, you know, is this song going in the wrong direction, or I just kind of just let it flow. And I think that's kind of been the mind state behind this whole Mosvitch thing. Like we're just trying to, it's as organic as it could be. And also as stripped down as it could be. A lot of the beats don't even have drums. My vocals don't have ad libs. It's very minimalistic. And I think we intended for it to be that way.
And that's some of that raw hip hop that a lot of us have been missing in. Gravitating towards, because when you get that, just that gritty, that grimy sound, and that's what you get. And that's why I reference the 70s movies, because that's all grimy and gritty to me as well. So there's a connection there. And where's Tev from? Is he from Florida too?
Yeah, he's from Miami. He grew up in Miami. He was born in LA.
Okay.
But he grew up out here in Miami, and we both lived for a while in New York, like around the same time. So we kind of put out a few projects out there and kind of got ingrained into the Brooklyn hip hop community. So yeah, man, me and Tev have been working for a long time, bro. We've done a lot of projects, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what's cool too, because it's not just Florida that's influenced. You talk about New York, talk about LA, you know, so it's all in there and it comes out in the music. And yeah, this EP is, you know, it's just straight fire, especially the tracks on here. I mentioned Pure Gratitude and you've got a video for it and everything. That would just feel like some day in a life shit, you know, just like you wake up, you know, get something to eat, you know, I mean, some of the stuff you say in there for sure, you know, some of us can relate to, some of us, you know, whatever, haven't seen that in a while, but you know, it's all good. Talk about that record, man, and the video, man. Was that your apartment or your home there?
That is, yeah, that's my apartment.
Man, it's real, man. It's as real as it is right there.
I mean, I think that's what's cool about it though, because the record is. That's kind of what the record is about. It's a humble kind of record, and it's about being you know, appreciative of what you have. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like the yachts and the fucking, you know, the houses and all the shit you see like in the typical rap songs and shit.
Right.
It's like, yo, we could be appreciative of the small shit that, you know what I mean? Like I just hit, you know, I just got some sneakers on the sneakers app. I get them on the sneakers app. I don't got the fucking plug. You know what I'm saying? Or, or you feel me? It, yeah. You know, I just got the best head. It's like things like these everyday things that sometimes you got to wake up and be like, man, you know, like shit ain't that bad, you know? Yeah. I think that's what that song is about. It's like you need those days sometimes, man, where you just like kind of look at it with a glass half full kind of mentality, you know?
Yeah, and you know, obviously with everything that's been going on the last couple of years, that definitely is a good way to look at it. And like you said, it's real relatable because we all have a spot with a couch and we just chill on, you know? And, you know, like you said, you could easily do some Scarface shit and go out on a yacht and, you know, have, you know, women and chains and stuff and, you know, some straight iced tea 80s type steez, but that's more real. And I think that's what comes across to me as the viewer and the listener of it. So, you know, salute. That's a really cool video. And the song is dope as hell, of course. Indiana Jones reference in there. I heard you on that.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and another single on there, 2020 Vision, you know, a video for that one as well. Just another banger. The track is crazy.
Kind of the opposite of Pure Gratitude, though, right?
Yes. Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Right. Right. That's the dichotomy of life. But no, that's kind of what it is. That was one of the first records that I wrote. And it was, you know, it's like, I felt like, you know, I haven't rapped in such a long time. And this crazy shit has happened in the world that we've never seen before, you know? So I felt like, okay, I got to at least address it on one song and then I could just move on from it or whatever. But that's the song where I just address everything that's been going on, you know?
Yeah, you almost feel obligated to do something. I mean, it's kind of hard to just not even at least do a verse about something that's been happening. I mean, it's impossible to, every day we're reminded of it, you know, you got the mask or whatever. So it's constantly in your, you know, regardless of where you feel on it, it's always there and it's always over your head and you gotta deal with it. So yeah, you gotta put it out, you know, you put it out a song like you did, and the video's cool as well, of course. And
We've all been affected by it. It's like whether, no matter what your stance is on it, like you said, you know, we've all been affected by it. It's altered our lives one way or another. So yeah, it's the elephant in the room, so to speak. So
the coughing elephant.
Address it.
The elephant that won't stop coughing. Right, like, dude, stop. Uh-huh. Fuck out my house. Fuck off my couch, elephant.
Word, man.
Man, being a movie head and Back to the Future head, you know, Clock Tower, another one I got to give you props on, another joint on the album. And it had a cinematic vibe, and it kind of felt like there was as each track goes on, you know, you kind of feel like there was building towards something. And Clock Tower kind of felt like it was like the crescendo of it.
Mm. Clock Tower is the first song I recorded for the project.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, it's I think in recording that song, I kind of had the realization that I wanted this project to be as honest in the writing as possible. And just kind of like, if that means that I have to be vulnerable on certain tracks, because, you know, I came up like battle rapping, you know what I mean, when I was young and shit like that. So it's like, you know, 90% of my old content is me just flexing my ego, you know what I'm saying, and flexing skills and shit like that, which is cool. And it's hip-hop, you know what I mean? So I'm not mad at it. But Clock Tower, like the honesty of it and the rawness of it and the vulnerability of it kind of set the tone for the rest of the project. So I wouldn't have written A Pure Gratitude had I not gotten Clock Tower out of the way, because I was, again, like 2020 Vision, that was like a lot of pent up shit that I think I needed to get out in rap form, you know what I mean? But it was more like on the personal kind of level.
Right.
So yeah, I think that was that song that kind of set the tone for the rest of the project, even stretching to parts two and part three. It's kind of, there's some braggadocious stuff in there, but for the most part, this is what you're gonna get.
And talk about two and three. When are those coming out? Have I already missed part two? Has it come out and I don't even know about it? Because I feel like an idiot if I'm talking about it. It's already out there.
No, definitely not. We're still pushing one right now.
Got you.
Yeah, two, we're looking at like the end of August.
Okay, it's coming then.
Early September. Yeah, they're coming. Like the idea is to have them come back to back to back, just a couple months apart. So if you see two in August, September, you'll see three by October, November. So nice. Definitely by the end of the year, all three will be out.
And will they play like a trilogy? Is like two going to be like a continuation of one? Does it matter if someone heard them out of order? Is there any kind of sequencing with that?
There's not a sequencing as far as like you got to hear one, you got to hear part one in order to understand part two.
Gotcha.
But they are all kind of being created as one big project. And so like sort of like the culmination of it is going to be a vinyl LP that we're going to release hopefully by, you know, Christmas season.
Oh, perfect time.
And that'll be all three of them. You feel me?
Yeah. Also be like a triple album or, you know, since they're all EPs, right? Like 6-7 songs each or so. So to be.
Exactly. Right. So it'll be like a regular size LP.
Right.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Say, I got to look for that vinyl in December, Christmas present. I'll try to get my wife to listen to the podcast here so she has some ideas. She's always asking me, what do you want?
Like, there you go.
There you go. My man's going to have a vinyl album out, so there you go.
I like how you think. I like that.
Man,
like
of course.
Plotting early. You got to plot it early.
Dude, I mean, it's almost August. You know, that shit's right around the corner. You're going to start seeing Santa Claus like next week up in, you know, Walmart something. So I think it'll go right past Halloween and Thanksgiving, the holidays I like because it's about eating bad food, and go right to Christmas. It's all good.
Facts. Yeah. Those months go by fast at my age, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm over 40, so they're going way too fast.
There you go.
Talk about the
same boat.
Yeah, man. Talk about the cover art of this one. It's a really cool setup. Did you have any idea, you know, what you're going to do when you had the cover in mind? Or
no, we kind of, well, the homie Ian Cinco, shout out to Ian. He's a really dope artist out of Brooklyn. We kind of just like we didn't really know what we wanted for the cover art, you know what I mean? Because we were like so, I guess, like entrenched in the making of the music and shit. And he's such a dope artist that we were just like, yo, man, just go crazy, you know, like just do a bunch of shit. And he just sent us like so many options of so much different, like just dope ass shit.
Right.
But there was something about that particular image with like the car head is what we're calling it, you know, that really just stuck out. So yeah, man, shout out to Ian Cinco. Also shout out to Jose Mertz, a really another really dope artist. He's out of Miami, and he just hooked up the cover art for the Element 115 single. And you know, he's one of those guys that he's got art pieces all over the world, like super dope artists. So shout out to those guys, man. The visual element is so important to these projects, and that's not something that should be slept on. So I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, and you know, I'd mentioned you before, I'm a comic head. So, you know, of course I like the illustration aspect of it, and it definitely felt like something from a, you know, like a comic book cover. And
word.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, and 2 and 3, you still working on covers for those? Are those are they gonna be similar in vibe or different or?
We're that's actually the conversation we're having right now.
Got you.
Like if we're going to continue with the car head theme or if we're going to flip it or so, you know, we'll when we finish mixing part two, which is already in the mixing mastering stages, I guess we're going to explore some options and see what the cover art is going to look like.
Man, that's awesome. What's been the reception to the EP? How's the fans and people talking to you about it? Have you gotten a lot of feedback on certain tracks or? How's it been like with the reception?
Unless people are lying to me.
There lying. It is. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's just whack. Wait till you hear the podcast and I drop it. Man, it's dude.
Right, or the famous, what do you call it? Yo, keep doing your thing, fam.
Oh, keep
doing. You know what I mean? Yo, man, keep it up, bro. Keep it up. It's like, you know, no, but man, it's been positive, you know? It feels like, especially Pure Gratitude, I think has gotten a lot of really dope feedback. So I guess a lot of people are getting good head out there because, you know, I guess it's relatable.
Hey, you know, people listening, you'll hear that song later in the podcast. You'll know what he's talking about. Those Pentaton fans, keep going, keep striving. You got one more to go. Come on. Like that shit, that motivational bullshit that they don't mean. You know, already post something on Instagram. They're like, oh, I'll check it out. And you know they never checked it out. They never listened. Oh, and, you know, so I feel you. Not on your levels. Yeah. I'm just doing podcast stuff. But with music, I'm sure it's the same thing. But
don't get me started. I have a podcast too. So
definitely promote it, man. Yeah, tell me about it. What do you talk about on there? What's it called?
Human Sushi Podcast. It's kind of all over the place. That's why we call it Human Sushi. It's just like just an assortment of shit. But it's me and my homeboy Renee.
Yeah.
We're like I think we got over 100 episodes. But we have taken a little hiatus in 2021 while, you know, my boy Renee just had a kid. So shout out to him. And I've been doing the music thing. So hopefully by the end of the year, Human Sushi will return. But you can check it out at humansushibar.com. And we got a bunch of dope episodes, a bunch of interviews with a lot of Miami legends, a lot of Miami up and coming artists and people from all walks of life and shit. So check that out, humansushibar.com.
Yeah, and you know, in pure gratitude, you talk about those 100 episodes and everything. So I'm at this one you're on, it'll be number 83. So I'm approaching it. It's taken me a bit, almost, you know, a little over 2 years. But yeah, man, salute.
Congratulations, man. That's that's no small feat, bro.
Yeah.
You should be proud of that, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's hard work, as you know. You know, I have a 2-year-old. So that's what's kind of kept me going at the same time. You know, got to work around that schedule and everything. But that's dope, man. 100 episodes, and you know, you guys hopefully get back into it. And Human Sushi, that sounds crazy. That's a funny name, man.
It's as crazy and funny as it sounds, man.
I bet, man. I got to check it out for sure, man. You guys are on all platforms and everything too.
Yeah, we're on all the Spotify's and the Apple Podcasts and all that stuff.
No doubt.
And like, we're on YouTube also.
Oh, shit.
Not every episode was a video episode, but I think everything past 42, 43, we've got video for. So definitely check us out on YouTube too, and do all the YouTube stuff, the like, the follows, all that shit. Subscribe.
Everybody listening, you know, check them out on YouTube as well. And you know, like I said, I wanted to bring up comics with you. What are some of your favorite comic books? And are you watching the Disney Plus shows? And I just saw Black Widow a couple weeks ago. What's I know it's a lot I just threw at you, but where are you at in the comic world, comic scene stuff?
Man, are we gonna not be friends if I tell you I'm a DC guy?
No, it's cool. I mean, okay. I'll say this. Okay. I'll preference it with this. I grew up a Marvel kid, and then for like the whole 90s, I didn't really bother with comic books. I was in high school or whatever, and it just wasn't a thing. DC is what got me back. Like when Hal Jordan came back, I started buying Green Lantern Rebirth comics and stuff like that. So DC brought me back into comics, and of course Marvel, we already know about the movies. You know, they're killing the game with that. But yeah, no, DC is cool. I got no beef with DC. Flash is my all-time favorite DC character, Green Lantern. So.
Nice.
Salute.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, man. No, I'm no Marvel hater either. I love, and I'm especially like a 90s Marvel guy. You know what I mean? I love that. All the characters that were cool in the 90s aren't necessarily the ones that are cool now. You know what I mean? So right. I'm a little lost on like the Iron Man and that, like those guys were, you know, they weren't it in the 90s. In the 90s,
no.
It was like Wolverine, Daredevil, Punisher, you know what I mean? Like that's,
yeah, grittier.
That's the Marvel that I kind of grew up with. Yeah.
Yeah. X-Men. Yeah. I mean, Daredevil and Punisher, two of my favorites of all time, and it's because their books are ever. Just more for my, maybe because I'm an adult, I'm not a kid, but even as a kid I like Daredevil. I mean, who wouldn't like the Frank Miller Same. Versions of Daredevil? So
exactly, and that's and the, like the Frank Miller and Alan Moore and those guys as a writer, because like I'm also a writer of comic books. I have a comic book, Popova,
really,
which you can check out at popovaworld.com.
okay.
Yeah, so like I always look at it from a writing standpoint, because I can't draw for shit, so I can't relate to that part of it, you know. But the Frank Millers, the Alan Moores, like the Denny O'Neills,
great storytellers,
great storytellers, and I think that's why I gravitated to DC and specifically Batman. You know, I'm really more of a Batman guy than anything else.
Yeah,
it's because it always attracted the best writers, you know. So I've always been like drawn to those stories. I just like. And also just Batman's world. I like that it's realistic, you know, or at least semi-realistic or whatever. But it's a little more grounded than the guys with the superpowers and all that.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I would always get the comics that are all colorful and the cool drawings. I mean, I always loved George Perez and guys like that. But as I got older, you're right, the writing is what kept me going. And I appreciate guys like Frank Miller and, you know, Jeff Johns. I'm trying to think of some newer guys that, you know, that I would.
Jeff Johns is dope.
Yeah. Bendis, you know, guys like that who are some of the legends now that are doing their thing, and just so much. And, you know, I've been kind of sleeping the last couple of years on comics, but yeah, for the most part, the guys and girls drawing and writing now are just on another level, and they're really taking storytelling up a notch to where it's just more than just, you know, Alias, you know, suits, put it on and fight some bad guys. It's really some other level. I mean, you can't even keep up with it because it's always, you know, covering different issues and things like that. So yeah, salute. That's cool. You got a comic too. Who does the artwork for it? Do you have different artists and such?
Yeah, so we have two issues out, and they kind of like the both of those issues kind of complete like a semi story arc. So if you know if you read them back to back, it kind of tells you at least the beginning of what we imagine is a much larger story. But yeah, man, it's about like a group of it's about a group of women that were victims of abuse who now have become like these assassins that are trying to like take down the patriarchy. So it asks. You know, it asks, I think, a lot of questions about what it is really to be a feminist and how far are you willing to go to defend like certain ideals or just things like that. But, gotcha. You know, at the surface of it, it's a cool action story if that's all you want to get out of it, too. You know what I mean? But there's definitely some deeper layers in there. We'll connect after this. I'll send you both issues and shit. So
oh, man. Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to check them out and talk about them on here. And, you know, I can't wait for the comic book conventions to start coming back so I could get back into some of the independent stuff that usually that's how I would find out about it. You walk past a table and someone's saying, hey, let's check out my comic or something. And, you know, being in the house all the time, you just rarely get a chance to see a lot of the independent stuff. So that's awesome that you have that. And I'll definitely, yeah, check those out for sure. And can't wait.
But back to your original question. Issue one was drawn by Yasmin Liang, who's a really dope artist out of Hong Kong. And, Volume 2 was by Ari Ciarazad, who's also a really dope artist. They both have credits on you know, like major published titles and stuff like that. They've done a lot of dope shit. Yasmin Liang drew the Star Trek comics for a little while. Really, really, really dope artwork, man. It's like the Pope of a thing is actually Teb95 is the co-creator on that. Like, we did this project together too. Yeah. So, it's one of the things I think I'm most proud of. The original idea for it was to, like, we wrote it as a movie, but obviously, like, you know, it being an action film, this thing would have cost like $15 million to make. So we were like, you know, let's make it into a comic book.
A lot easier budget to deal with than storyboard it that way as opposed to, right?
right. And now if we ever make the movie, we already got the storyboards, you know, kind of perfect.
There it is. Perfect, man. And of course, you know, we know this already. A lot of these TV shows and movies, they're all based on some sort of comic book, you know. I mean, my favorite show, Walking Dead, is based on a comic book. And I never read the comic before I watched the show. So a lot of these things, you know, they eventually get an audience and then either become a movie or a TV show or something like that. So who knows? You might be 5 years from now, time you're like, hey, man, Paramount just bought my comic books. They're going to turn it into a movie or something. Or Netflix.
Listen, that's the idea.
That's the idea, man.
That's always been the vision. See this thing on Netflix or HBO or something like that.
And it's cool that you and Tev not just make music together, but make comics. So there's a lot of collaboration there. And that's really cool, man, to see that.
Comics, scripts, we got short films, we have a documentary out on YouTube. I mean, it's like, man, we've done a lot of work together.
And you guys do your own videos as well?
Yeah, for the most part, we do, yeah.
That's crazy, man. And where can people find, not just the comic book and the podcast, so how can they find your album, your music, both of you got, you know, the EP, follow you on social media and places like that?
So, Shoddy ID4 on Instagram, the Shoddy IDEE. And the number 4, that's ID4 is the name of my group, my old rap group. But yeah, follow me on there. We got the music is up on all the major platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, everything. You can also, if you want to support, you could go to the label 95labs.bandcamp.com. And you can also buy any of our projects, you know, our past projects. Tev's also got beat tapes on there and, you know, like just a fucking crazy catalog of shit. So 95labs.bandcamp.com if you want to support the cause. What else? The comic book. You can find on Comixology, which is the major digital comic book, I guess, what do you call it, streaming or whatever.
That sounds right.
Digital comics. Yeah. That's where you find digital comics, on Comixology. Our documentary, The Last Taino, where we go to Cuba, go to Guantanamo, Cuba, in search of the Taino Indians. You can find that on YouTube. Just search The Last Taino. Yeah, man, we got a lot of work, man. We got a lot of work.
I feel like there's no reason to ask you about future stuff because there's plenty of stuff that you've already done that's in the can already that we could be checking out. But we'll definitely be checking out the future stuff.
But Mosfits 2 and 3 will definitely be coming out in 2021. So be on the lookout for that.
Man, I'm looking forward to that. August, hopefully, and then the next one maybe for December for that Christmas gift. Man, big up, Shoddy. Appreciate you coming on the Infinite Banter podcast. And everybody listen, check out the comic book, the podcast that he does. and of course the music that he's done and the YouTube videos, and of course the new stuff coming out. Man, appreciate you coming on here, dude.
Thanks again for having me, man. Nothing but pure gratitude.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Perfect. Shotty's here on the Infinite Banter podcast. Definitely go check out his new EP with Tev95. Thanks again for coming on, dude. I appreciate it.
My man. Appreciate you, man. Cool, brother. Thanks to you, man.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that was a lot of fun talking to Shotty, and it was really cool to know that he's a comic book head like myself, into movies and things like that. And as I said, his EP definitely feels like something straight out the 70s. It's like an old school kind of 70s action flick, kind of gritty and grimy, but definitely bring in those lyrics. So definitely go check out that EP. You heard one song earlier, Clock Tower. We're going to play another one off of the EP here. This is Pure Gratitude. There's a video for it as well, so definitely seek it out. Go check out Pure Gratitude, Shotty and Tev95 off their EP, Moskvich Part 1 of 3. This is probably my favorite song on the album. Some of you guys can relate. Some of you probably are wondering, like, man, that's a pretty good day that he's having there. So here we go. Pure Gratitude from Shotty and Tev95 here on the Infinite Banter podcast.
I just got the best head of my fucking life. I just hit some new 11s on that sneakers app. I just read that Bitcoin went up in price, and Sauce King just blessed me with a diesel pack. I just got the best head of my fucking life. I just got my favorite rapper to do a feature, and even if Miami life ain't nothing nice, my cafecito got the perfect espumita. Glass half full, that's that fool. I'ma need an advance, you can sell me. Cash app too, portfolio looking healthy. My Coinbase popping, I cut out the red meat. But I don't fuck with no soy-based products. My podcast hit 100 episodes. My brother Cap just had a baby, and me, I got a little baddie in Haiti, marinating. Miami lately feel like it's 2005. The scene been reinvigorated, and you can feel it countywide. Yeah. My plug got the best tree, from Brickle to Bentree. My Benz lease, but I live in your head rent free. My grandma chilling like she's still in her prime, taught me to cherish every minute of this limited time that we're given. My dog Charlie was half blind when I first brought him home, and now we can probably spot a bone faster than Indiana Jones. You gotta comb through the weeds so you can spot the rose, and I'ma smell every flower while I still got a nose. Cause I just got the best head of my fucking life, my fucking life. And I just hit some ones on that sneakers app, that sneakers app. I just heard Ethereum went up in price, up in price. And Sauce King just blessed me with that OG pack, that OG pack. Yeah. I just got the best head of my fucking life, fucking life. I just got a couple stamps on my Visa, on my Visa. And even if Miami life ain't nothing nice, ain't nothing nice, my cafecito got the perfect death for me, the death for me. Yeah. It's pure gratitude. Pure gratitude. Pure gratitude. Yeah, it's pure gratitude. You gotta smell every flower that life's handed you. Handed you. That's right. It's pure gratitude. What I'm feeling? Pure gratitude. Pure gratitude. What's that? It's pure gratitude. You can't change the world, but you can change your attitude, bro. Gratitude.
Yeah. Shotty. Tev. Moskvich.
Со мною рядом, рассказать не надо.
Hey, yo, check it out, 1212, this is Nomadic Poet live from the Thoroughborough, Northwest London, representing 1520, you know what it is, we're cooling out with my man DJ Soundwave on the
Infinite Banter Show. What up, Dramatic Excel in the building, DJ Soundwave, salute.
What up, Big Bruh? Listen to the Big Bruh Podcast.
What's good, people? This your boy, Big Bruh. I'm the host of Live with Big Bruh, a podcast where I keep it raw, uncut, uncensored, and unfiltered. Always keeping it 100 and giving you guys my opinion on topics that you need to go check out. Live with Big Bruh is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, or wherever else you like to listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you go subscribe, rate, and share it. And while you're at it, tell your friends to tell their friends to do the same thing. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Live with Big Bruh. And remember, they can hold you, but they can't stop you. Big Bruh out.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is your friendly neighborhood fly guy, Cool Kim, a.k.a. NY Orla Ideal. And I'm chilling with Vanilla Ice's number one fan, DJ Soundwave, on the Infinite Banner Radio Show. Yeah.
All right, so before I talk about this Indiana Jones Kingdom of the Crystal Skull movie, I keep wanting to call it Skrull. That's the comic book nerd in me. I did make a little, like, kind of an intro to every time I do one of these where I watch or listen to something I've never heard before and that I anticipate to be bad and expect it to stay bad and not like it at all after I hear or watch it. So here's about a minute 30 of a little thing I made. It's just some clips from past guests that have been on the show talking about things that are bad, and my guy Joshua Michael from The Walking Dead calling something complete garbage, and a clip from me and Cool Kim, where it's kind of the genesis of this, where me and Cool Kim were talking about Vanilla Ice, and he was teasing me that I probably liked Vanilla Ice's movie, which I still have never seen, called Cool as Ice or whatever, and yeah, there's a clip from Scorsese and Griff when they're on here talking about, you know, bad movies and stuff. So I put all that together, made a little quick little intro, so enjoy that, and then on the other side of this, we'll talk about Indiana Jones and the can barely walk around, but he can still somehow jump off of cliffs and three waterfalls and everything else and not have a scratch on him. Oh, God. I can't believe I put myself through watching this.
You would think I didn't watch the movie. I remember the movie.
No, of course you did. Of course.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So you can have
you can't call something bad without actually paying attention to it.
I do that pretty much all the time, so I disagree.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
there you go. That's the way you sum it up.
Yeah, complete garbage.
Cool Kim, you're making me feel like the Grinch, because I had all this hate in my heart for Vanilla Ice all these years. 30-something years, and now
I'm just warming you up to him, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, maybe wasn't that. Let me go listen to Ice. Let me go watch the movie. What's that Vanilla Ice movie at?
Cool as Ice or something.
You know what it's called, because you went and seen it. You went and seen it. You know what it's called.
I'm delete this. This whole thing's gonna delete.
Not only do you know what it's called, you was there opening day. Alright.
Yeah, instead of the Star Wars poster, I really have Cool as Ice.
With the motorcycle and the whole shit, yo.
So you seen it too.
Hell yeah. Twice.
You got the Blu-ray and the special director's cut.
Hell yeah, I do. And I'm trying to run into it so I can get my copy autograph, you heard?
Get out of here.
Complete garbage.
So I had mentioned it a few weeks ago that I was going to put myself through some torture. And basically what I mean by that is that there's a lot of albums, movies, things that I've never seen before that I should have seen because I'm interested in something that's similar or part of that genre or part of that set or series. And for whatever reason, I just never bothered because I thought it was bad or not, you know, not something that I should watch because it might change my overview of something I like. For instance, I liked Macho Man, one of my favorite wrestlers, but I never wanted to hear him do a rap album. Well, I put myself through it. I heard the album. If you want to hear what I thought of it, go back a few episodes. The one I did with Benjamin Banneker. It's not good, but if you want to hear me talk about it in length, go back and check out that episode. You know, I grew up on the Indiana Jones movies, Temple of Doom. I know that's not regarded as the best one. Raiders of the Lost Ark is, but as a kid, I mean, I went to see that movie in the theater with my dad. It was like a big deal. It's a fun, fun movie, and it holds up. I've watched it recently, and it's just as good as it always was as I remembered it. And I used to play the video game like crazy. I think back in the day when I used to play Super Mario Brothers, next to it was Temple of Doom, and Mario Brothers is always full. So while you're waiting to get your turn on Super Mario Brothers, you would play Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. So definitely a good game, definitely a good movie. So I've always liked the movies. I've always liked the franchise. I'm a big fan of Indiana Jones up until the recent one, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which I never bothered watching. So I put myself through it. I said, you know what? I got the DVD set for Christmas. It's included in there. Like, maybe I'll just do it. I'll just watch this thing and get it over with. So I did it. And yeah, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen, but it's definitely the worst movie of the series. I don't know that it really enhanced me as a fan to have seen it. I probably could have continued to not ever seen it and been fine. I don't know that this has actually helped me become a bigger fan or a lesser fan. It's just a movie that was made. I could see what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring it back, and you know, it doesn't really work. I could do a lot worse for 2 hours. It's a full 2 hours too. So I mean, definitely it was a commitment to watch this thing. The beginning is good. The action scene inside the warehouse and everything, you know, but then from there, once he, you know, he's at the, I said, I don't want to give too much away. Does anybody care? This thing's from like 12 years ago. Do you guys really care if you hear spoilers? You know, yes. Is it cool to see Harrison Ford put on the hat and have the whip? Yes. Was it cool to see Karen Allen again? Yes. But beyond that, it really falls flat. And it kind of feels like, what's that new rock movie? Jungle Safari. It's like it looks like the same damn thing. It's more about things happening, and it feels like a ride at Disney World than it feels like a movie. Way too heavy on the CGI in this. I mean, it's reliant to a fault. And I said it before when I previewed that I was going to watch this. I don't like that actor. The kid's name is Shia LaBeouf or something. I call him Shit LaBeef. I've been calling him that for years. He's in the Transformer movies. He's in this. And he's, Jesus, he's Indy's son. It's revealed, you know, I don't know, halfway through. And I was like, that's lame. So I don't know if they were making this kid eventually become Indiana Jones. And at the end of the movie, bravo to them, because they almost tricked me. At the end of the movie, he picks up Indiana Jones' hat, and you think he's going to put it on. I was like, no, 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 come on. And then Indiana Jones grabs the hat and puts it on. So you're like, okay, as if to say, like, not your turn yet. I've still got more to do. And they're apparently making another one. So, but I would have been just like, no, please don't. I want to see this kid. He's terrible. I don't know what he's done since this movie came out. Maybe another Transformers movie. I have no idea. There's an old saying where, you know, if a TV show has jumped a shark, it's in reference to the Happy Days episode where the Fonz literally jumps a shark on his bike. And the reason why I bring that up is because I feel like this franchise jumps the shark by putting this kid in there. He's dressed like the Fonz. He's a greaser. He's got his hair back. He's on a bike. He might as well have jumped over a shark, because this movie is essentially what happened here. I did like Cate Blanchett. I think she's pretty good in it, you know, similar to how she was in Thor Ragnarok. She pulls it off really well, the villain character. So, you know, I definitely like her in it. And, you know, it's cool to see John Hurt, who's in it, who's recently passed. You know, I mean, there's a lot of cool things in the movie as far as like the actors and such. But man, the CGI is just way over the top. The whole jungle chase or whatever with the ants and everything, and the kid swinging off of vines, and it just was so fake. I mean, it was like a video game. I know that these are movies that are not realistic. It's not a documentary. I get it. But it takes me out of my element when I'm watching it, when it feels like everything is just CGI'd and just not realistic. Because the Indiana Jones movies in the past didn't rely on that. It was more about story and characters than it was about watching Pitfall in a CGI form on a movie. You know, it just felt like it was way overdone, just too much with the ants. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, people will say, like, oh, it's a popcorn movie. And I was like, I hate that saying too, because guess what? When I watched Fences, I ate popcorn. You know, when I watched Dallas Buyers Club, I ate popcorn. So what does that mean? That doesn't make sense. What it's supposed to mean is it just supposed to watch it and not care about whether it's stupid or doesn't have any meaning. And this movie definitely falls into that category, because I definitely didn't get anything out of it as far as storylines or whatever. The alien stuff was just ridiculous. I mean, definitely George Lucas's hands are on this 100%. It didn't even feel like Spielberg was even involved. I mean, when you watch it, it doesn't feel like a Spielberg movie at all. But like I said, there are some cool action scenes. Of course, it's cool to see Harrison Ford put on the hat. I mean, there's stuff like that that definitely gets you excited. Karen Allen's cool in it. But yeah, there's a lot of just like hokiness, and some of the jokes fell flat. I don't know what this new one's going to be. I hope it's better than this. But yeah, as a whole, I mean, I definitely could have kept going without watching this thing, but I did it. I watched it. I watched a popcorn movie where you turn your mind off and just pay, you know, just watch it for what it is. You know, that stupid stuff people say to you, oh, just watch Fast and Furious because, you know, you don't have to pay attention. You just watch it. Like, nah, man, it doesn't do anything for me. I feel empty watching it. It's boring. Action for the sake of action is not exciting, at least not for me. Maybe I'm just an old fart who just likes character build and dialogue. Anyway, I watched it. I'm glad I finally got through it. I'm never going to watch it again, but it's on my shelf. If for some reason I get the urge to watch all of them in a row, there's an option there to see it. But I'm probably never going to watch this movie ever again. But, you know, salute to Harrison Ford for still trying to do these things at his age. I don't know how old he is now. He's got to be over 70, right? So we'll see what the next one is. Hopefully there's no Shit LaBeouf in it. Hopefully they've moved on from him. He's a horrible actor. Don't want to see him in another Indiana Jones movie. All right, that's the infinite torture that I've went through this time. Is it complete garbage? Yes, it is. It's complete garbage.
Complete garbage. Peace, peace, peace. It's your boy Fillmore Green. You're now listening to the Infinite Banter podcast, the Infinite Banter to show, whatever the fuck you call it. It's infinite. The names are infinite. Everything's infinite. Salute to the homie DJ Soundwave. We rocking. Peace.
Time for you to leave, assholes.
All right, that is Kirk Acevedo telling me it's time to go, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. But real quick, before I get out of here, I did mention at the beginning that anybody that's a baseball fan, the Major League Baseball trade deadline came and went, and depending on where your team is in the standings, you either traded away some players that you liked and got a bunch of guys you've never heard of that maybe 2 or 3 years from now will be good, or your team stocked up and is ready to make a big run in the playoffs and maybe win a championship. Well, my team, the Cubs, my favorite team, they've been good since 2015, and this year they were not. They had an 11-game losing streak, and they got to a point where they fell out of first place and have pretty much fallen out of contention. And many of their players are free agents at the end of the year, specifically the three guys that were part of the core of the 2016 World Championship team, Javier Baez, Anthony Rizzo, and Chris Bryant. And anybody who's not a Cub fan, they don't want to hear this. I get it. I don't really talk a lot of sports on here, but I got to get this one out. You know, they traded all three of those guys. Bunch of dudes I never heard of. We'll see if they're any good. And I kind of compared it to The Walking Dead. And what I was trying to say is that The Walking Dead kind of did the same thing. Became one of my favorite things. Damn near, you know, must-watch TV. And it got to a point where it started to lose me as a... I mean, I'm still watching it, just like I'll still watch the Cubs no matter what. But when they start getting rid of that core group, you know, Rick's gone, Michonne is gone. You know, obviously just characters they killed off and such, but I'm talking more like characters that these actors ended up leaving because they just couldn't be on the show for a decade and they have other things they want to do in other movies and such. It's kind of like the same thing. If you are a fan of a sports team, doesn't matter what sport it is, what team it is, eventually when your team is good, those players will eventually retire or leave or not be as good as they once were, and they'll eventually move on. And it's always heartbreaking, especially if the team only wins like one time and, you know, they don't meet expectations for a couple years and then things kind of fall flat. Eventually it always ends poorly, and this is an end of an era. The team that won, broke the curse, is pretty much done. There's only like a handful of guys that even remain from that team still, but yeah, it's brutal. I mean, anybody that's a fan out there, I feel you. I mean, you know what I'm going through. You know, the only time I've really seen this as a fan is I'm a fan of the Bulls and the Bears, and the Bulls won 6 championships, and each of the three-peats were totally different teams. I mean, other than Jordan Pippen, there were no other players on either one of those three-peats. So you got to restock, rebuild, and try it again. You know, the 85 Bears were one of the best teams in history, but they didn't do jack shit after that. They haven't won a Super Bowl since. So this stuff happens. A team gets good, you end up loving these players, they win a championship, and then things move on. And so again, that's why I compared it to The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead was a great show. It still is a good show, but it's not great anymore. And a lot of that has to do with actors moving on. You know, instead of Rick carrying the show, now it's Daryl. So instead of Chris Bryant being the star of the Cubs, now it's I guess it's Wilson Contreras or Kyle Hendricks or whatever. You know, I'm not to say those guys are bad players. This is what it is. It's been a rough couple of days as a fan. So who knows? Maybe it'll bring these guys back in free agency. It's happened before when they got Aroldis Chapman. Yankees ended up signing him back. So you never know. But yeah, it's rough, man. It's been a tough day as a Cub fan. So it was rough. That was not fun to watch. Yikes. Go Cubs. All right. That's it for the Infinite Banter podcast. I don't want to say anything more about it because I'm going to get depressed. That was a brutal day. Just checking my phone all day, checking Twitter, seeing who got traded or what, hoping nobody got traded. And pretty much everybody that was supposed to get traded got traded and then some. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. All right. That's the Infinite Banter podcast. Shout out to my man, Shoddy. Thanks for coming on the show. Definitely check out his new EP with Tev95, Moskvich 1 of 3. 2 more parts of the EPs will be coming out soon. So check for that. You heard 2 songs in a podcast already. Let's play one more for you before we get out of here. This is Kendall Drive from the EP. Thanks again for checking out the Infinite Banter podcast. Listen on all digital platforms, all streaming platforms. Find the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infinite Banter Podcast. Rate and review the show, Podchaser, Apple Podcasts. Go on YouTube, type in Infinite Banter, watch clips from past guests and such. And that's it. I'm out of here until I watch another bad movie or another horrible TV show. Or I think I'm going to watch Bloodsport. I think that's going to be the next one I put myself through. I've never, ever seen a Jean-Claude Van Damme. Is that the dude's name? I've never seen any of his movies. a fellow podcast friend posted it about Bloodsport. You know, like I was like, yeah, I never seen that before. He's like, man, you should watch it. I'm curious what you think. So I think that's going to be the next one. I just got to find a way to watch it. So, all right, that's it for the Infinite Banter podcast. Big up to my man Shoddy. Let's leave you one of his songs from his EP with Tev 95. This is Kendall Drive on the Infinite Banter podcast. And until I do another one of these, I'm out.
Hey, asshole, get off the road.
That large green area of South Dade in the center of your screen is the booming new Kendall area.
When Crazy Hood had that shop on Bird and Rolly Roe had the rap van, I was just a rap fan, half a gram of Afghan, riding out the fat land to try to get on the open mic and be a celebrity overnight. I never been on stage before, but fuck it, roll a dice and hope DJ Snow White likes what I perform tonight. Shit, that'll make my whole night. Look, when y'all was bowling at Don Carter's on Kendall Drive, we was crashing rental rides like we had Nintendo lives. Before the Grove was gentrified, I was driving a Nissan Sentra, Dominican flag hanging from the rearview mirror. And that wasn't meant to rhyme, but who am I to censor myself when I... fuck it, let me end this rhyme. Nah, that shit was trash, bro. Nah, I wouldn't fuck with that. Keep this one though. When Pitbull was rapping like DMX, it wasn't skateboarding or BMX, it was IMP or TNS. And I'm trying to stretch a dime of Reggie in this white owl, a pint of Henny for the night out, club space with the lights down, sucking face with a white gal, and trying to bring her back to the hammocks. Or maybe I could finger fuck her as Santa's enchanted. Yo, my homeboy had a girl put her number on a fucking potato he stole from the french fry stand. True story. When we was at the MIDI making new shit, it was like gladiator school, you couldn't make excuses. Profiles yelling, but soon as we get in the booth, it's like we changed the mutants, shared a battlefield and forged a brotherhood, way past the music. But then I did some flaw shit when you was not around, so if we don't see eye to eye, I hope we still got common ground. Yeah. My bad, homie. Can you unblock me now?
Being on the Infinite Banner with my man Mark has been a pleasure.